Now, I'm joined every couple of weeks by the lovely team at Brentwood Care Centre, and I'm going to be speaking to both Summer and Tori. But first of all, I'm joined by Tori Pollard, who is the General Manager, and we've spoken before. Tori, how are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Great to hear from you. Now, you've been doing a little bit of filming.
Yes. I'm becoming quite famous.
Yes. So tell us what you've been doing.
So, it's been a really busy week. On Friday of last week, we actually had the opportunity to participate in Essex County Council, some of their campaigns around COVID. As a mum to Finlay and as a nurse working in health and social care, they're really trying to get the message across around keeping people in work and keeping people safe. So it was an awesome day, actually. It was really good fun.
Yeah.
But there's a really positive message around, you know, making sure that certainly as an employer that we maintain all the PPE practices and the safe working practices for all of our staff, but also sharing some of the responsibilities as a mum, as a person who lives in a community, about the things that we can do just to make sure that we're safe so that we can continue to care for the vulnerable people that we look after.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a nerve-wracking moment to be filmed, but absolutely amazing to join Essex County Council in those videos. So, yeah, it was really lovely.
And is this something that's going to be going up online so people can watch it? Is it a series that they're putting out?
Yeah, so the messages will go out across all of the social media platforms for Essex County Council. I think they're going to be sending out sort of emails of the kind of videos and things. It will go up on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, those sorts of things. So the message will be widespread. And it was a collaboration, obviously, of a number of people working in health and social care, just as to how we support people, you know, from the perspective of a mum, thinking about, you know, how we can make sure that we're socially distancing so that we can pick children up safely to and from school. So, they will be widespread. I'm sure that people will be able to find us online.
And obviously, working when you do, being the general manager there, you have got very strict rules and regulations for staff coming in to look after people, because they are there's a lot of people there, obviously elderly and vulnerable.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, the staff wear PPE all day, every day, as does everybody in the home. And that's a tough job at times, but add in, you know, layers of plastic sheeting and face masks. Yeah. It can be very, very tiring. So
yeah.
It is really important, and it's really important that we manage our service and we manage the people coming in. So ultimately, you know, family visits are still going ahead in our day lodge, but
yes,
there are still some extra PPE available to support those people. So every day we're thinking about what else we need to do to keep ourselves safe, but ultimately keeping our visitors to the service safe, ultimately in order to keep our residents fit and well.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, and we have mentioned before, you do have a place where if you're coming in to visit somebody who is at the Brentwood Care Centre, you've got like a separate bubble where they can be in and meet and sort of see their relatives, which I know for a lot of people that have been in care homes, they haven't been able to do that, but you have at the Brentwood Care Centre.
We have, and the lodge is amazing, and even certainly during this second period of lockdown, the lodge is being well used every day. And it just means that, you know, people that we care for can still see their families, albeit, you know, there's a bit of plastic in the way. But ultimately, it is the safest way to be doing that. And I'm just, you know, very thankful to RCH and obviously to all of my team working here that we're able to continue those visits. It's very, very important for people's mental health and well-being.
Now you've become a TV star. Summer Turner is the customer relationship manager, and she's going to have a chat with me about some of the up-and-coming activities and also about the Christmas trees as well.
Yeah, do you know, we were up late yesterday and working late because we're sponsoring the tree outside of the town hall in Brentwood. So we went down to film because they're going to do a virtual Christmas light up, so it was amazing. So we're a bit bleary eyed this morning.
You're both TV stars now. This is, I'm going to start getting jealous if this carries on.
We're getting out and about in Brentwood. Yeah, People won't recognise us, though, with our masks on, but we're all good.
Masks and sunglasses, that's what you
it
need.
It is a little bit like that this morning, certainly.
Long time no speak. It's Summer Turner, who is the Customer Relationship Manager at Brentwood Care Centre. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Always nice to hear both of you. Always really positive and chirpy. That's what we like.
You've got to be positive in this current climate, haven't you, Michelle?
Have.
Because the thing is, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, a lot of people putting their Christmas trees up a lot.
Oh,
really.
Yes.
I know I was debating whether to put mine up this weekend.
I'm thinking about doing mine. I think I've said to people on air, it's a must. Just do it and have that little bit of a celebration early.
Absolutely. I think we need it.
Lift our spirits. Now, Tori was just saying that the Brentwood Council Christmas tree, you've sponsored this one outside the Town Hall.
Yes, we have. So we went there last night. All of our banners are around the tree. We had... it was this massive cannon, actually, with like confetti, and we'd done a countdown because this year Brentwood Council are going to be doing a virtual light turn on.
Yes.
With lots of different bits of pieces. They've got carol singers going down there, people doing the announcing there. It's going to be a fun-packed video for people to be able to watch, and they'll share it on Facebook. We will also share it on our Facebook as well, so please follow us at Brentwood Care Centre to be able to view the videos, and also all the fun activities that we've got going on within the home.
Oh, now you mentioned earlier talking about fun activities.
Yeah.
You were by the way,
I love Christmas.
Tell us about the liqueurs. I wanted to know more.
So, with the liqueurs, so what we're doing, so me, Tori, and the activities team was putting our heads together of different things that we could do leading up to Christmas. So we have our Christmas cake that the residents will be making. That will be full of booze, probably. But we've looked at our Christmas menu with sort of drinks. So our chef is going to be putting together some little like mini tasters, if you like.
Mm.
The residents will then vote as to which one is their favourite. And then that will then be put on our Christmas menu.
Mm. You might find me lurking around in the
well,
day lodge.
Let me have one.
Who have you come to visit?
Summer.
Yes. Yeah.
Come to visit Summer and Tori.
So there's always loads of stuff. The thing is about RCHK homes, there's always stuff going on. And if you want to be involved, you can be. And if you
Absolutely.
Don't want to be, you don't have to be.
We will always try and encourage, but as I always say to families, Michelle, we'll never ever force them.
Mm.
But as much as it's about the care, it's also about the stimulation as well that our residents should have and do get on a daily basis.
Mm.
We don't just put an activity planner together and go, right, these are the things you're doing. Actually, it's feedback from the residents as to what they want to be doing, because actually, we just get the privilege of coming to work in their home every day.
Mm. Yes.
So it needs to be things I wouldn't like to be told, oh, you've got, you know, I don't know, what do I hate? You're eating Brussels sprouts this afternoon. That's your activity.
Now, if people want to find out more, you can actually go to rchcarehomes.co.uk and there is a click through to Brentwood there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got your Facebook page
as well. We have, yeah. And we're trying to build up our followers as well, because even though we've got our main company, Facebook, RCH, we've also got our own Facebook at home level now. So Tori does lots of posting on that. And
mm-hmm.
We've had our Diwali celebrating that. We've also had... Spa Week, we've got our International Men's Day coming up on the 19th. We've got lots of things coming up, so it's all posted on there so people can view that and like it and share it. And
all right, well, you both have a lovely day. Thanks for all the hard work you both do and looking after the lovely residents, keeping them safe, and we'll talk again soon.
Lovely. It's a pleasure, Michelle. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is the lovely Tori and Summer there, and if you want to find out more about the Brentwood Care Centre, just have a look online. All the links are there on the website.